Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
We are on Tuesday, the 25th of April. Got some pretty good topics that I want to discuss and that Jimmy agrees are really worth discussing right now. I'm going to talk about that as soon as Jimmy answers the following question. Jim, what role exactly are you playing in South Carolina Republican politics right now?
I'm just a volunteer, but I'm...
Well, that's not true.
Amex Ferry is the district, the precinct that I am in, and I'm the president of that precinct.
Well, there
Amex Ferry is the most conservative precinct in Lexington County, and according to most information, Lexington County is the most conservative county in South Carolina. So, there's a change going on here. It's interesting to watch and see. They elected me last week, or 2 weeks ago, at our reorganization meeting with the entire party there. So.
Yeah, well, I hope that reorganization, I know if you're going to play a role in it, it's going to be very, very efficient, very, very effective. Jimmy, let's go on to what's happening right now in politics in our country. Tucker Carlson has been canceled. Let's talk about that.
So, it's interesting because you asked the question about the Republican Party and the GOP, and some of our commenters, some of our regular bloggers have said, hey, don't count on the GOP to do anything. And I agree. It's not the GOP that's going to do anything. It's the disgruntled conservatives that watch the GOP fail, the GOP leadership fail to take actions to protect their interests. It's the independent voters around the nation that are beginning to see the kind of the corruption behind the scenes. And it's the blue-collar Democratic workers, people that just want to live their lives that are being progressive policies are being forced down their throat. Tucker Carlson was the voice that basically outed much of these agendas, both on the Republican side and on the Democratic side, the progressive Democratic side. And of course, he gets the axe. And I don't think I honestly believe so. There's a number of speculative pieces out there. One of them is the Dominion lawsuit, and they had to fire him. And that's basically been driven by the left. They'd love for that to be the fact, but the reality is most people have said on the inside have said, no, that's not the case. We still don't know at this point whether Tucker quit or whether they fired him, if they came to some sort of an agreement or disagreement and that it wasn't be able to be worked out. But what I've heard there are a couple of possibilities here. One is that Tucker was going to fight back against the Dominion lawsuit negotiated settlement with Fox News and say, hey, I'm going to stand up for my facts and the information about Dominion that was based on even Democrats' hearings in Congress between 2016 and 2018. That's one speculative point. He'd also come out very strongly against pharmaceutical companies and, of course, the big, the biggest funders of advertising in the media industry are pharmaceutical companies. So that's a possibility. He could have been, there's discussion, Bill O'Reilly said there was a the lawsuit with Dominion was one, but there was another pending lawsuit from a producer, a young producer that had basically tried to blackmail Fox News because of a bad work environment with Tucker. And apparently the company said, we're not going to accept, she wanted a payoff, and they said no, and then they filed suit against it. And so that's speculation that he's out of the company now in order to avoid that lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's one possibility. I think it's a combination of things, but I will tell you what I think is behind most of it.
Okay.
Paul Ryan is on the board for Fox News. Paul Ryan is a globalist. He has a tremendous amount of influence, remains influential in the globalist rhino Republican power brokers behind the scenes. And I think he definitely has something to do it, because Tucker has basically been pretty aggressively outing those types of individuals. And with global corporate news, if you can basically control all the outlets to keep and shape a message, that it's very difficult for others to stand up. And of course, Joe Biden announced his candidacy for presidency officially this morning. And of course, Trump has been in the race for a while. Trump has been gaining ground. Paul Ryan does not want Trump. Globalists do not want Trump. The Chinese authoritarians don't want Trump. And I think that's where the money is. And of course, the people that have bought off the Biden administration through influence payments, I think they're partly to blame behind the scenes here. And of course, the Murdochs, Lachlan Murdoch, he's a progressive woke guy. He's made a lot of money off conservative news, and I think they may have he and I think it was Suzanne Scott. I can't remember the name of the now the news director there. She hasn't been in the job very long, but I believe she made a huge mistake. I think it's going to very much cost Fox News. We know that it cost them about 3% of their overall stock value yesterday, somewhere in the $600 to $900 million at some points during the day. And I think it's going to be problematic for them, because he was actually one of the people most watched on cable news around the world, and certainly with Fox and American audiences that wanted to see a conservative alternative.
And now you're not talking about Herbert, you're talking about Tucker, right?
Yeah, Tucker.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I think it's a very valuable opinion. I really do. It gives you folks out there some food for thought. The only thing I can say right now is I am fairly frightened about the control that I think the Democrats have. I'm not saying it's good, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm thinking it's pretty bad. To not have free elections, which is what seems to be the case right now, the fundamentals of America, in my opinion, if that's true that we don't have free elections, I think America is going down the drain personally. I don't think there's any question about that. We were built on free elections, free speech, etc., etc. And my opinion is that if that goes away, I think America will become a very different country than it was certainly during my lifetime. And I'm very, very sorry about that. I enjoyed watching Tucker Carlson a lot. I wonder what's going to take his place. I wonder, for example, Jimmy, what's going to happen to Sean Hannity? Any opinion?
So Sean Hannity was very cautious yesterday afternoon on his radio show. He didn't want to talk about it. Apparently, his phone was burning up on people for him to comment, and he said he wouldn't. And then last night on the TV show, he focused on CNN firing Don Lemon and very carefully sidestepped any questions on Tucker.
Yeah.
But here's what I believe about Sean Hannity. I don't think he's the brightest light bulb out there.
In the string, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he's wed to his show. He's made a lot of money.
Yeah.
I would like to see him and other Fox News anchors make a play to say this was ridiculous and potentially look at other options. I'd like to see him have guts and say we're tired of the corporate control and take away the foundations of what Fox stands for. And that's been happening. It's been happening, eroding. Fox has eroded over the last couple of years, certainly with the takeover by Lachlan Murdoch and the 2020 election.
Yeah.
I truly believe that there are some issues behind the scenes here with Fox News being involved in hiring the consultant that actually called Arizona early and stopped counting on the East Coast late night, which allowed new votes to come flying in out of nowhere. And I think that Hannity has been very cautious and careful and not very articulate in the way he has approached these issues. So I think that he's in trouble. I think that Laura Ingraham's in trouble. I think that Jesse Waters and the Five, they've got, some popularity there. There's going to be people that still watch because they won't have anywhere else to turn. But quite a few people are canceling their Fox News subscriptions to their digital website.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to have they're going to face in the short term, they're going to face a pretty low viewership. And then I believe they're going to have a tough time because if they try to find the middle ground, they're going to lose their audience.
Oh, of course they will. Sure. I mean, yeah. that's my opinion. Of course they'll lose their audience. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I'm starting to realize just how much power, as of 9:50 a.m. on April 25th, the Democratic Party seems to have. That bothers me a bit only because in the equation of number one, freedom of speech, and number two, free elections, I think the most important thing has been taken out of that equation. And I'm concerned about that. Now, in terms of Joe Biden's announcement this morning that he was going to run for re-election, in spite of the fact that the polls show that the majority of the electorate doesn't want to see him re-elected. Now, you mentioned, Jimmy, that was recorded. That's pretty scary to me, I have to say that. How did he sound in general during the speech?
He didn't really give a speech.
It was a good speech?
No, it wasn't a speech. It was actually just a video.
Okay.
And the video, he was just had little segments, little tidbits of him speaking on a couple of occasions, but speaking very little.
Yeah.
It showed other issues out there. It started off with actually January 6th footage. And, you know, he talked about, you know, protecting and saving democracy.
Yeah.
Which is it's an old story that I don't know if it's still going to fly. And whoever created this, I don't think was very articulate in the way they did it, very effective in the way they said. And in that pre-recorded video, there's some things that, you know, he basically attacked MAGA Republicans.
Yeah,
he said that he was trying to save democracy.
Right.
But you can't save democracy. You don't save freedom by putting more regulation and forcing people to think and believe a certain way. You
absolutely
don't save democracy
by censorship. That's true. Well, the concept of freedom of speech and freedom of opinions appears to be waning a bit.
Yeah, so here's what his take was. He said the Republicans are cutting Social Security you've paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy. That's a lie. Republicans have definitely not said that. Dictating what healthcare decisions women can make, banning books and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote. So he's appealing to a certain segment of the Democratic Party.
You bet he is. Yeah, right.
And of course, it resonates because there is a certain level of the Democratic Party that won't listen or doesn't hear anything else other than that type of dialogue.
Right.
But it's interesting because, you know, when you talk about abortion, it's not a woman's health choice. It's a decision to actually destroy a life. The Republicans aren't talking about taking away Social Security. They're talking about the need to reform some issues before Social Security collapses in a decade. Basically, we've got about 10 years before it actually goes broke, according to the Congressional Budget Office. We've got, you know, we're not telling people who to love. Conservatives aren't telling people who to love. We just want to protect the kids from, you know, from some of the policies that are out there. And we're not banning books from, you know, we're not burning books. We're banning pornography in children's libraries. So his statements here are fairly easily contradicted. The question is, can he carry forward a campaign that would actually highlight some policies? And in this three-minute speech, I believe, he made zero policy statements on what he's planning to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a kind of a weak start, and that's going to be a difficult direction to go while Trump is talking about policies in the future, talking about securing the border, talking about, you know, rebuilding America's defense system, about, you know, actual, you know, I should say, economic growth and positive issues rather than these negative focusing on the gender issues, taking on the quality issues. So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to go well for him, but I don't think the Democrats believe it matters, because I think you're right, Al. I think they control the system so well that they can make this happen regardless with their power.
Well, time is going to tell. There's no question about that. I am very, very unhappy right now. I don't like the way the country is going, but what the hell? I've just lived by the principles of, the First Amendment, et cetera, et cetera. And it would appear, in my opinion, that principle is going down the toilet right now. Jimmy, I think we've made a point here. Do you want to talk about anything else?
Yeah, the only other little thing that I wanted to mention was this evacuation of the embassy and American citizens left behind in Sudan.
Yeah.
So, the Sudanese war has been going on. In fact, it split into a North Sudan, South Sudan, and then in Sudan, Khartoum proper in the north.
Right.
There has been an ongoing, and this is not, you're not going to hear much of this about in the news, but basically what's been going on is a fight between Tony Blinken's State Department and the Russians. The Russians are trying to buy influence in the region. The State Department was offering some money. Yeah. Of course, at the last minute, all that fell apart, and then there's a war going on between the two sides. It's almost a proxy war like the Cold War days.
Right.
Once again, you've got an absolutely disastrous foreign policy, not managed well at all by this administration. And, of course, there's apparently like thousands, if not, I think somewhere around 6,000 to 8,000, possibly up to 14,000 American either dual citizens or American citizen volunteers that are stuck in Sudan right now with the war fighting going on as they evacuated special operations, the U.S. Embassy. Other nations, again, have been left hanging. They're trying to get out on their own. We did help some British SAS officers get in on three MH-47 Chinooks when they began the evacuation. But anyway, it's a disaster. It's one more foreign policy disaster that could have been avoided with actually effective management and a vision for where America should be.
Well, that's another bad thing that's going on right now in our opinion. But I think that I'm giving you full credit for that snippet there, because you've been there, done that, according to all your resume that I have seen. I want to say that I'm not a happy camper today. Is this going to work out? I don't know. Here's just the way that we kind of feel about it. Let's see what happens. Jimmy, thank you so much. We will be back tomorrow. And Jim, do you want me to? Why don't I post Biden's announcement on the internet on our website if I can do that?
Well, you can do it. I would hate to give him any more hits or likes. It'll be interesting to see if anybody actually watches it. So it wasn't get a lot of press. And that's, I think, a lot to do with the lack of enthusiasm about him running again, with 70% of the American population saying, don't do it.
Yeah, well, so. I got no comment about this point other than I really respect your opinion, Jim. Thanks so much.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.